Hi, it's Dave. So I'm always trying to find new clues as to the inner workings of Tesla and trying to gain some kind of edge in understanding. And I just got done listening to Tesla's chief designer, Franz von Holzhausen, talking on a podcast from the other day. And he shared some really interesting insights into Tesla that I think all Tesla shareholders would benefit from. So let's go over some of my notes here. So it was on the Spikes Car Radio podcast from February 9th of 2022. And the first point that Franz made as Tesla's chief designer is he emphasized that Tesla emphasizes or chooses common sense over bureaucracy. And he says the solutions that they choose usually comes not from big strategy meetings, but rather they do things that seem obvious. For example, whether or not you need a key for the car, it just is obvious. You could just use a phone because you already have a phone in your pocket. They avoid bureaucracy, typically found in other organizations who have meeting after meeting with all the stakeholders and middle management, etc. Rather, Tesla just gets it done. I think this is a really unique first point here. All right, second point is Franz is talking about efficiency in design. Now, he says that he tries to capture the character and soul of Tesla in its design, and at the heart of design is efficiency. He shares how Tesla's cars are kind of modeled off of an athlete in terms of their poise and the stance, kind of ready to pounce and go into action. I remember, actually, I met Franz a few times over the years, and in one event, it was a Model Y reveal, and I asked him, you know, why wasn't the Model Y designed a little bit more boxy so it could kind of resemble more of a typical SUV. I remember him telling me that a Tesla is really fanatical with efficiency. Like every little thing matters. And the reason why the Model Y wasn't going to be boxy was because efficiency mattered more than like the looks of just having a boxy typical SUV look. All right, number three point he makes here. He was asked when was Tesla's kind of initial moment of success. And he goes back to the day of the Model Y reveal event. And he said it was the day of the event, the paint was still drying in the paint booths, right, for their cars. They were assembling parts in the 11th hour. And nobody has seen the car yet, but they had gathered in big lines in front of Tesla stores to order this car. And there were 130,000 orders, right, sight unseen, placed on that day. And he kind of reflects back on that moment there. All right, the fourth point he makes is kind of thinking different. And he emphasizes how Tesla is creating a product that people love and that people will talk about products that they love. They're always trying to make the car better, and even ask, like, why can't a car be fun and engaging? He talks about how this holiday light show was started as a side project by interns. Number five point is that he emphasized that he has a great working relationship with Elon. Franz has been with Tesla since 2008, so that we're talking about almost 15 years. And yeah, their relationship has proven robust. He's designed some of the most iconic Tesla products from Model S to X to the 3 to Y to Roadster. He's been a fantastic, I think, resource for Tesla. All right, number six, Franz, their chief designer, emphasized kind of rethinking the truck in designing the Cybertruck. And they were asking, why is the most delicate part of the truck, which is the paint, why is it on the exterior? And they took a first principles approach and saying, hey, could we have some type of armor, you know, in the exterior? And they thought that stainless steel would be the best, but then they had to rethink how to bend and shape stainless steel, and therefore you come up with this crazy Cybertruck design. He shares how they took a 9mm guns out along with a typical truck and a Cybertruck and started to shoot the trucks and see like what the impact was for both cars. All right, number seven point is about the yoke. And he commented saying that, yeah, they're preparing for an autonomous driving experience and how he doesn't think that people need more hands-on kind of wheel time over time, that the hands-on experience is going to lessen. And it's interesting because all of Tesla management is really on the same page. You had in the earnings call, Zach Kirkhorn and Drew and others kind of really emphasize, yeah, full self-driving is around the corner. At least that's what they think and believe as management. All right, number eight is a Roadster update. And he talked about Roadster as being an amazing flying machine with the SpaceX package, also defying gravity as an interesting idea with the Roadster. And it's really starting to look like the Roadster is gonna somehow get off of the ground with kind of this SpaceX package. We'll see what happens. And then Franz also said they're working on it feverishly right now. Number nine, betting on Tesla. So he talks about first joining Tesla and how it was a big leap of faith initially. But it was the only company that was really sink or swim trying to make an impact to save the planet. And how he himself really believed, after meeting Elon, that the company had potential to change the world. Further, he thinks that Tesla is still in its infancy as a company and brand. And that's definitely something I agree with him on. All right, so let's take a step back and ask, what's the key takeaway? Here, Tesla's chief designer is talking about design decisions and giving color to how things work inside Tesla. Other automakers, they can take notes, but I think it's really hard to copy the ethos and values of Tesla because they are countercultural and countertypical. It's much more typical to have a ton of meetings and to make decisions by consensus rather than coming up with quick solutions using first principles and common sense. And then to take the first principle thinking all the way to the core of business and to focus on making products people love. It sounds so simple, but it's actually really hard for a lot of businesses to do because there are so many things to focus on: maximizing revenue, pleasing investors, minimizing risk, right? Management, all this sorts of stuff. So it's actually refreshing to see Tesla getting it done. They're paving the way forward, making the best products in class, and they continue to set their sights on more ways they can make an impact on humanity scale problems. All right, one last story to wrap things up. So I remember attending the Model 3 reveal event several years ago, and I was really nervous. You see, the Model X had been kind of over-engineered, and I really wanted Tesla to just keep things simple. I was praying, please just shrink the Model S. If you can do that, Tesla will take over the world. Please, no funky design or anything weird. And then when Elon revealed the Model 3, I knew Tesla had knocked it out of the park. It was a fantastic design, exactly what I was hoping for and even more. And as a Tesla shareholder, it was probably one of the most memorable days I can think of. I'm telling you, there are so many ways Tesla could have botched the Model 3. Some other companies would have made it look like a Prius. Can you imagine that? That would have been just so disappointing. Anyways, a special shout out to Franz, Elon, and the entire Tesla design team. They've done a great job, and without them, Tesla wouldn't be where they're at right now. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.